You're changing New Sound Radio. 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Dane. Now, last weekend was the anniversary of what was maybe one of the most bizarre events ever to happen in East London. On April the 13th, 1964, a bus driver claimed he saw a UFO, unidentified flying object, crash into the canal as he was driving a number 123 bus along Ferry Lane towards Walthamstow. Now, to mark the 50th anniversary of this extraordinary event, there was a special conference which was held in Walthamstow to look at the existence of UFOs and also, of course, the existence of the Walthamstow Triangle. Joined now by Steve Ash from UFOL. Well, what exactly is UFOL?
Well, UFOL is a very informal UFO study group, and we basically look at the UFO phenomenon from a scientific perspective and also from a Fortean perspective. So that actually UFOLT stands for UFO Round Table, but also obviously it has connotations with Charles Fort, who developed the idea of Fortiana.
So you have to just quickly explain that to us.
Yeah. Charles Fort was an early proponent of Fortiana, named after him, which is a study of anomalous phenomena. He collected a lot of anomalous phenomena and didn't really go with the sort of either the skeptics who tried to dismiss it all, or the scientists who tried to explain it all, or other people that tried to sort of say it was all paranormal. He was like the total skeptics for all people, and just like to bring out sort of anomalous phenomena that nobody can understand. And so Fortiana is like the collection of this anomalous phenomena and studying, looking for anomalies in nature and in the world in general, basically.
And you've got a special event here in Walthamstow, haven't you?
Yeah, so the Walthamstow UFO Conference, which is going to look at UFOs, which are very, very common in Walthamstow, or have been, going back to the 1960s, we're looking at that. And also there's an anniversary of a UFO that allegedly came down in the canals exactly 50 years ago today. Quite an amazing event. Basically, a bus driver called Bob Fall, who was 26 at the time in 1964, we've tried to trace him, but we don't know if he's still alive, and we haven't been able to trace him. He was driving his bus across Ferry Road Bridge about 9 o'clock in the evening, April the 13th, 1964, when he saw this silver cylinder heading straight towards his bus. It passed in front of the bus, and as he was crossing the canal, allegedly splashed down into the canal, took down the telegraph pole wires.
And how big was this thing?
It was 9 foot long, and it was a silver cylinder. And he swears he saw it. It was moving very fast. It went straight past him, crashed down into the canal with a huge splash, took a huge chunk out of the concrete on the towpath. I've seen photographs of the telegraph wires coming down. I've never seen the photographs of the damage to the towpath. It crashed into the canal with a huge splash, bubbling in the water, hissing noises. He stopped the bus and looked. Called the police. The police dragged the river, apparently, and they say they found nothing. And, you know, since then, people have said, is Walthamstow, London's Roswell? Did something actually crash in the canal? But no one has ever found anything. But immediately after that, UFOs were seen, and there have been hundreds of UFOs that have been seen in Walthamstow ever since that day. So it's a bit of the Walthamstow mystery.
You say it's a mystery. I mean, how do you explain it?
There are many ways. My personal opinion is that ufology has become a kind of a science fiction cliche for like little green men from outer space. But I'm very sceptical of that. My personal view is they're related to plasma phenomena. And there may be some intelligence behind them, but basically the physical phenomena is related to plasma. So that's what I'll be talking about. And other people will be talking about military technology that may be mistaken for UFOs. People will be talking about urban myths. The whole range. So we're giving a very broad view of what UFOs might be.
What do you say? Some people would sort of say, I don't know, you're just a bunch of freaks, geeks and fruitcakes. I mean, what would you say to that?
I think there will be a lot of fruitcakes here tonight, and we will be very tolerant towards them. And if they have any evidence for their claims, we will examine it in a scientific manner. But I think it's very important to look at these anomalies, because if there's an anomaly in science which you can't understand, that there could be some kind of sort of stepping stone, some breakthrough in science that we can understand at some future. So anomalies are very important to look at. And also it's just very, very fascinating and entertaining. The whole idea of UFOs is just such a fascinating subject that I think hopefully is entertaining as much as it is enlightening.
Hi, I'm James DC of atomicbark.wordpress.com, and I look into science fiction and various esoteric phenomena.
Wolverhampstowe Triangle, I've heard of this. What is it exactly?
It's quite a rough triangle of UFO phenomena that has happened over the last 50-odd years. We're here talking about a famous incident that happened exactly 50 years ago on the 13th of April 1964. A bus driver who saw a UFO literally kind of almost skim the top of his bus and fall into a reservoir nearby. And it was reported in the papers. It was a big deal at the time. And then ever since then, there's been a lot of UFO reports. Apparently, it's, you know, according to many people, it's actually a UFO hotspot in London.
I mean, what other things have people seen there?
The main thing that people have seen are orange or fiery red orbs floating around. They've seen cigar-shaped UFOs. The whole area of Walthamstow plus the surrounding areas, you've got Epping Forest, you've got Waltham Forest, where there's been UFO sightings. And a lot of them are corroborated by the Ministry of Defence and multiple witnesses. So it's quite scientifically kind of corroborated phenomenon. You know, it's not just crazy loons running around all the time. Some of them are, I'm sure, but, you know.
Why Walthamstow?
I don't know. Maybe it's just got such lovely people and those extraterrestrials just want to come and have a quick pint of ale with the local butcher and have a nice chat and all the rest of it. And then they zip off back to Venus. But obviously that's all kind of crazy stuff. We're actually looking into, we're ufologists, you know, what is known as kind of amateur experts, if you like, kind of sort of a contradiction there. But we're looking into the UFO phenomenon in a scientific, logical way, rather than just shooting off the hip on all these crazy ideas. We're trying to figure out what's going on here, you know. In life and philosophy and the universe, you can't say for certain what and what isn't. You know, it's life is a mystery at the end of the day. It's an enigma.
And finally, these UFOs, I mean, do they exist? Are they people from outer space? What's it all about?
I think 95% of all UFOs are misidentification, hoaxes, and just people just making it up or urban myths. But there's about 5% that is anomalous and we can't explain. And that's what I'm really interested in. It's very difficult to explain what they are. But I think if you scientifically look at the phenomena, it's just possible you might gain some kind of insight into what might be going on behind the phenomena. And it is both fascinating and perhaps potentially very important.
We just don't know. You know, there's various historical reports of UFO phenomena going on for, you know, at least 60 years, which are corroborated by the military, various witnesses, they're filmed, etc. And we can't say for certain that it's just all doolally. It's wrong to say that. I'm a very rational ufologist. I'm logical, but at the same time, I don't poo-poo every single crazy idea. You just have to have an open mind.
Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
And I don't know, maybe you've had the first-hand experience of seeing a UFO, flying saucer or whatever, somewhere in the Walthamstow area, or maybe somewhere else. Maybe you know Bob Foley, and he was the driver of that bus 50 years ago. Now, the local paper at the time that reported the story that he was 26 years old. That make him 76 years old now. So, I don't know, maybe he's listening, or maybe you know him, or maybe he's a relative of yours. Be interested in hearing from him, or you, or whatever. Contact us here at New Sound Radio 92 FM. Always have an open mind to anything, don't we? And, of course, we've got with us here live in the studio Kevin Blow and Estelle de Boulay from the New Monitoring Project. I don't know, what do you make of that?
Police drone,
yeah,
possibly?
We think it's a drone.
Do you think so?
Yes, I think so.
I think our official position would probably be that there's a real danger of blowing the issue of illegal aliens out of all proportion.
Okay. Yeah, you know, we were saying earlier on, somebody at the conference said, I wonder what UKIP's position is on illegal aliens coming in from outer space. And we'll have to ask UKIP about it. We'll have to bring him on the show and ask him, won't we? Okay, stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM.